This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has picked up with 7 days left for first phase voting. Leaders of various political parties held back-to-back rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today held an election meeting in Barmer in Rajasthan, saying that the opposition parties are taking cover of lies in the name of the constitution. He made it clear that the constitution cannot be abolished under any circumstances. Mr. Modi said that Congress discriminated against STs and SCs for decades and is today lying in the name of the constitution. He said the Congress defeated Baba Saheb in the elections, did not allow him to be honoured by the Bharat Ratna Award, and imposed emergency in the country. He said that celebrating Constitution Day started during his tenure. Baba Saheb's Panchpran were also developed in the past years in his tenure. After the Barmer public meeting, Mr. Modi held his first roadshow in the state at Dausa. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said the NDA government is centering only around certain rich industrialists who are given contracts in all the sectors. In a public meeting at Tirunelveli today, he canvassed for the candidates in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. Rahul blamed the BJP for threatening opposition parties by deploying the ED, CBI and IT. He said the Congress has been targeted and its bank accounts frozen for reasons unknown just before the elections. He said that unemployment has become a challenge over the past 10 years when the BJP government decided not to attend to the issue. Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of planning to change the constitution if voted to power again. Senior leader of the BJP and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today called upon voters to eradicate the DMK and AIADMK from Tamil Nadu. Garnering votes for the BJP candidates in Madurai during a roadshow, he said Mr. Modi always had the objective of growth and development. Attacking the BJP-led government, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Stalin said this is the second freedom war between ideologies. In his address at the campaign at Coimbatore, the Chief Minister criticized the BJP for targeting the Congress for dynastic rule or corruption. Stalin blamed the BJP for being inactive for the past 10 years. In a major relief to Kashmiri migrant voters, the Election Commission, ECI, has abolished the procedure of Form M for migrants residing at Jammu and Udhampur. Form M is used by the migrant electors of Kashmir to cast vote from any one special polling station of Delhi, Jammu and Udhampur. The ECI announced in a notice that for migrants residing outside, however, Form M will continue but with self-attestation instead of a gazetted officer certificate. A Delhi court today remanded BRS leader K. Kavitha to Central Bureau of Investigation CBI custody till April the 15th in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed this order after Kavitha was produced in court following her arrest by the probe agency yesterday. She was arrested on March the 15th by the Enforcement Directorate in the money laundering case related to the excise policy case. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested two wanted persons, Musavir Hossein Sajib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha, in connection with the Rameshwaram Cafe bomb blast in Bengaluru from East Medinipur district of West Bengal. NIA Special Court in Kolkata has given 3 days transit remand. The arrested persons will be taken to Bengaluru tonight, as per sources. The External Affairs Ministry has issued a travel advisory asking Indians not to travel to Iran or Israel till further notice in view of the prevailing situation in the region. All those who are currently residing in Iran or Israel have been requested to get in touch with Indian embassies there and register themselves. They have also been requested to observe utmost precaution about their safety and restrict their movement to the minimum. The External Affairs Ministry today said the security situation in Myanmar remains precarious and deteriorating, especially in Rakhine State. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, the Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said Indians who are travelling to Myanmar should observe proper safety protocols. He also said the Ministry has relocated its staff from the Sitwe Consulate to Yangon. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 168 runs for Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 34-1 in 4.1 overs a short while ago. Early opting to bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 167 runs for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.